WXRX Belvedere,
Rockford. The Revolution Regional Radio Stage starts now
with the Rev Dive. 1 hour of local rock from right here in the State Line area on 104.9 The X.
Bitch, I ain't gonna stop till I'm on top. I run till I get dropped in a pine box. My aggregation, association, this organization is my occupation. Congregating a bunch of just plot. Unfortunate for you, if you caught a spot. Calling the shots like I'm about to end up playing basketball. I ain't mad at y'all, I just think these rappers need to pass the ball. Cause I'm pretty like a penny and I'm hard away. It worked like a piston in Detroit, not far away. Can't kill us like Agent Magic. Joe, my wrist a dirty Johnny. Tragic on these beats, we get evil. Just like Nate the Show and Seiko. Crew is my army, helping Joey C be it all it could be. Noise pollution, flow so fluid. Speakers in the room turn men used to ruins. Go ahead, bitch, come and air raid. And they keep it all together like hairspray. Get out my way, like a fat man in a grocery aisle. Chewing up goons like Pac-Man smile. It's been a while, but I ain't Aaron Lewis. You can say that I'm staying like a witch in a rag. That's right, I rule sticks. We be one of the rug. What the same one that your mama cleans my room with. I got bigger guns than that dude in Doom, bitch.
Anyway, the wind may blow. We hear the letting go. Go stop until the pine box is closed. Don't matter where we go. Gotta bring that dirty flow. Never going back. Turn up the track and watch your head explode.
Got the world on my back making deadlines. Like a corduroy pillow making headlines. And I'm putting these punks to sleep like bedtime. Going so fast you think I did 10 lines. Had a heart attack. Now I'm back spitting on a fat track. And I'm bringing my best rhymes.
It's prime time.
Betty at crunch time. Star with a show like David Letterman. Kitty bitch better than a Navy SEAL veteran. I'm bigger like Merlin. I'm faster than girls. I slap them like Earl. Get blasted and hurl and capture the world.
Stop until the pine box is closed. Don't matter where we go. Gotta bring that pretty flow. Never going back. Turn up the track and watch your head explode.
The local revolution plays out here. Real Rock 104.9 The X.
Time now.
It is 11 o'clock on a Sunday night, and you know what that means. It's time for some local love, and I've got some special guests tonight. Say hello, special guests.
What's happening?
What's up?
Good evening.
I've got Darren, Mike, Paul, and Scott from Relic and 99 Proof Devils. How you guys doing? Thank you for coming in so late on a Sunday night, man.
No worries, brother. Thank you.
Are you guys excited about 5 days, man? 5 days. We're going to be tearing up the Apollo.
Finally here.
And I, for one, you know, I can tell you guys in person, thank you so much for jumping on board, man. I had a little, you know, it was real hard to pick out five or six bands to play something that's been, you know, not just the last 5 years, but you guys all kind of know how long I've been invested myself in local music, and to have the bands you're in now and the bands you've been related to are all bands that I've been fans of. So for those who are wondering, that's one of the big reasons why I chose a lot of the bands that were playing this show. And once again, so happy to have you guys aboard. I played a little of your older stuff just to get warmed up, and I'm going to be playing some 99 Proof Devils, some throwback tracks from you guys too. So what else you guys got going on? I saw Relic. Explain what Relic is. You know, you guys have been jamming together for how long now? A little closer to the mic there, Darren.
I'm not sure how long exactly. How long would you say, Scott? 6 months or something, maybe a little more?
Yeah, around that long, with Darren.
Right.
But the rest of us, as most of you guys know, are from Alpha Villain. And, you know, we had something go on to where our singer had to leave us on real short notice. So, you know, we tried some other people out.
In Bud's defense, though? But Cassidy moved to Colorado, so I get levels.
Yeah, no, that's probably one of the only things that we would honor. You know what I mean? But it's kind of funny because when Bud first left, you know, at the end of, 2017, I think?
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
We just got done doing a show with Soil and got off stage, and Bud's girlfriend actually told us he's leaving in 2 weeks. So didn't give us much of a notice, but after that, I hit Darren up right away, and he was busy, couldn't do it
kids
at the time
work.
To start, yeah, kids and work, to start a new job at Chrysler, but we tried out a couple other people, and then, maybe about a year later, Darren texted me and said, hey, you still looking for a singer? I told Smitty, I said, man, I can't believe you messaged me, you know? So we hit him up, brought him down, first day, man, he was hooked. You know, we had a song we were writing. He just scatted on it, and whatever he scatted, it fit. It's crazy. Yeah.
And they were playing some, you know, I was out in those parking lots smoking a cigarette before we came in, and you guys were playing me some of the stuff that you're working on, and heard a different side of Darren, because I've known him. He's had that hip-hop machine gun tongue kind of vibe, but he's also had that metal just anguish scream. But this song, you know, he showed a pretty side, you know,
yeah.
Which is cool, you know. I guess I can ask both of you guys, compared to like your past projects like Devolve, Burn the Earth, Joey Columbine, 40-Ounce Fiends, how would you compare this to that, do you think, with what you're working on now?
Me, like vocally, I just took everything that I've done and just kind of wrapped it up into one package, you know. And then now I'm actually trying to sing clean, melodically or whatever. I've never done it before. So this is my first time ever attempting it, but I just feel with these dudes, I feel like I'm finally getting to do what I've always wanted to do, rap, scream, sing, and just I feel super free with these guys. So
you were telling me earlier it's sort of the culmination, the best of everything you've ever done, kind of culminated into kind of a new style.
Yeah, right.
Right on.
I'm finding myself, I really am, as a singer and just doing things I never thought I'd be able to do.
We're going to talk a little more with these guys, and we're going to talk about 99 Proof Devils in just a few minutes. Right now, I want to play some old school. Speaking of Darren and bands he's related, this was Devolve, one of my favorite past projects of yours. This is Devolve by Devolve on The Revolution, Real Rock, 104.9 The X. We'll be right back.
streets of funeral pyre. Sunburned out skies fall from the sky. Sirens are eulogy for city that died. While children cry for the say goodbye, this disease is a gift from you and I. Open up and let it go. Wind carries ashes away from homes. Deserts turn cold and rivers run dry. This disease that we design. Military in the streets while the troops feed. Mud to the concrete while civilians retreat. Looking at the world through bloodshot eyes. Mortar rounds in the ground, brimstone from the sky. All of your lies are a feeble disguise. This is not what was advertised. You analyze, summarize, and revise our demise. Open up and let it go. Wind carries ashes away from homes. Deserts turn cold and rivers run dry. This disease that we design. We have devolved into
supporting local music in the 815-1049 The X.
Thank you.
And that was Patchwork with Dead to Me. I'm the Revolution Real Rock 104.9. I have guests tonight. Let's try these mics out again, guys.
Yo, yo.
How we doing?
Good. Very good.
That's much better.
There you go.
So before we went to break, and you guys, from what I understand, the listening audience didn't hear a whole lot of what you guys said. I got in the studio with me, the guys from Relic, a couple of guys from 99 Proof Devil. Both of them are going to be playing next Friday. 5 days from now, man. I said next Friday, but it's actually 5 days from now. I woke up this morning. It was like 5 days, man. Five days.
It's crazy. It's coming up quick.
Relic is playing their very first show. Tell me about the name Relic, because I know most of you guys are a horror movie.
I love horror movies, man. And a lot of horror movies have that twist or that realization moment, and I just thought it would be cool to have that. Like, how can you incorporate that with a band? And then so through our name and our merch, when you put our shirt on, you look in the mirror and get ready to face the day, it reveals that you're the killer, you know? So that was the whole twist. That's how we can incorporate that with our band.
That being said, somebody that's really involved in the horror movie circuit,
yeah,
did your logo.
Yeah, my buddy Corey Kaufman from Cabin 13, he made the official movie poster for the new Friday the 13th movie coming out, and he's also in the film. So I think that I'm pretty proud of that I can say that he was able to make our band logo for us. So thank you, Corey.
Right on. Well, you can check out Relic this Friday, and you guys are opening up 6:30. They're going to be, what's cool is I got the guys opening the show and the guys closing the show here tonight,
right,
which is awesome. Hey, man, did I tell you to turn that, what the?
Sorry, Tim.
Scott, never again.
Man. Get out, man.
Anyway,
can't take him anywhere.
We're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be back with Paul and Smitty from 99 Proof Devils. Oh, Smitty is actually, should I say it, or people get mad because Smitty's playing double duty in the show. So he's going to be opening and closing.
Right.
I can hear the musicians union come banging on my door right now. Hey, he's getting, you know. Anyway, we'll be back after we pay some bills on The Revolution with 99 Proof Devils and Relic 104.9 The X.
The Revolution starts here. 104.9 The X.
Hey!
Revolution rocks here. 104.9 The X.
By the Fist, L.O.C. I've got guests in the studio now. I'm turning the mics on, gentlemen, just so you know.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
Hey. Or keep it dirty, whatever you want to do. thank you guys so much for coming. Oh, somebody.
Oh, that's me. Sorry.
Beeping.
Way to
it's
go.
Like a horror movie deal going on.
Way to go, buddy. Way to go.
So, closing the show on Friday is going to be my good friends, 99 Proof Devils. Smitty. Paul, how are you guys doing?
How you doing, brother? Thanks for having us in this place.
Thanks for coming in so late in this treacherous snow that we have outside. What is it, April today, or what? What? I woke up, man, I looked outside, and I'm like, what? I can't say what I was going to say.
It's the Midwest.
Yeah. The land of snow and taxes.
Yep, Illinois for life.
Illinois.
I saw you guys a few months ago at Whiskey's. Who was you were playing with the Silent Truth, the Takeover?
Yeah, and Modifier, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
was Modifier?
That was a good bill.
I don't know.
We played with, I don't remember.
I know Silent Truth was on the bill.
Yeah.
But anyway, I saw you guys out there and we chatted a little bit. Got anything, surprises in store for us for Friday, man? Anything that you haven't laid on your fans yet?
Well, I want to give it up to my singer, man, because this show, we will have merchandise.
Merchandise.
Woo! Yeah, Polly got out on the street and we got some merchandise coming.
We're taking the right steps into getting back into action here. We're still trying to turn a CD out. But hey, one step at a time. We got merch coming, so prepare yourselves.
Now you guys are both you're writing some new stuff and you're sort of rekindling some of the old stuff. You sent me a Fake Face a few weeks back, man. That is brutal, man.
We got a CD that's like 99% done if we'd ever just get in and finish it.
Exactly.
So we're close. It's close. You know, and then we got another whole CD pretty much wrote. So, I mean, we got like a Use Your Illusion 1 and 2.
Oh, man, it's going to be one of those, huh?
Yeah.
That much material?
We never stop writing. I mean, even when we're in the studio and then we're doing shows, we're still writing. The writing never stops.
Yep.
I mean, pretty soon we're going to do 3 set shows and not even have openers.
Yep.
Yeah, usually in the summertime you guys are really busy. So how does that work as far as writing goes? I mean, if you're playing out every weekend, is it hard to find the time to just get in there and kind of
tie
up the loose ends?
You write Monday through Thursday.
Yeah. That's
it, everything dude. Comes out of Smitty's brain.
Yeah.
I think he sleeps at night and writes music in his dreams.
How many times do you guys get together? Once a week? Twice a week?
Once a week.
Once a week. Yeah.
Every Wednesday?
Sundays.
There's a lot of bands that practice on Sundays, man, I've noticed.
But that's the beauty, man, of being with the same guys for so long. It's like I can bring an ideal in, and it's like they already know where it's heading, and it just, I mean, it's crazy. We'll have a song in 15 minutes. I mean, it just goes together that easy because we've been together that long.
What year did you guys officially get together? I know, and I don't want to go, you know.
2010.
We want to keep this positive. Yep. But you start out with Nick and Nick McDonald, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, you know, he's not with us anymore. And you guys were turning a lot of heads with Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember it like it was yesterday. There was a big MusicCon thing going on at Cherryville Mall.
Yep.
And I walked past the 99 Proof Devil table, and the look on your face, Paul, is...
Oh, I was mad.
I saw pain.
Yeah, that was the day.
It was one of those things sticks in your mind.
We didn't know yet.
He was supposed to be there that day.
Right.
And we
didn't know where he was. We couldn't find him.
He was passed away in his house at that time, and nobody knew it.
Yeah,
so,
unfortunately.
It was tragic.
And then, you know, basically after the smoke cleared and we found out about it and, you know, he was gone, me and Paulie sat down and looked at each other and like, well, you know, it would be kind of nice to keep the ball rolling. We got so much material and... We sat down and looked at each other and let's see, well, what can we write? And the first song that came out between, you know, after that was Shake That Ass.
I remember that.
That was the first song we wrote after Nick. So we thought, well, you know, we might have a chance, man, because, I mean, it turned out to be a good song. It's getting played all over the world. So
yeah, and it's, you know, one of the things I really admire and respect about you guys is you've been through a lot, you know, as a band. Because a lot of bands would have just thrown in the towel or, you know, just hired some, you know, big gun singer to come in and fill those shoes.
Yeah.
But you guys just said, you know what, Paul stepped up.
I was self-conscious about it for a while. I wasn't even sure if we could do it.
Yeah.
Because I certainly wasn't going to try and fill his shoes. I'm not the singer that Nick was.
Yeah, and that's really got to be a tough thing because your case is unusual because you were in the band, you know, with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't
from the start. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Back in Diamond Dog days.
Yeah, and I remember Diamond Dog as well. And again, I have so much admiration for you because I've seen you guys go through this journey and I've seen you kind of not put Nick behind you so much, but you honor his memory. But at the same time, you've got to move on. This is 99 Proof Devils now. Yep. You know,
tried to become our own. You know,
you're gonna hear some more bits and pieces from Nick though in the next CD.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward.
We got
to
some surprises. So
we can't let it go. We won't let it go. I mean, he's always gonna be a part of this band.
Right on. And I honestly think when especially musicians, not to get all. But, you know, I think people stick around and check on their friends and family and stuff.
Sure.
They come and say, hey, you know, I'm still here. I'm still thinking of you. Anyway, we're going to get back on the music, and we're going to talk to you guys a little bit. But Smitty, one of your past projects, I remember when I was doing Rock Night at LT's, and there was a band between LOC and 99 Proof Devils. It was called Year to the Day. You remember that project?
Oh yeah. Yes, I do.
This is When I Break from Year to Day on The Revolution, Real Rock 104.9 The X.
Drink a
And we'll be back with more with 99 Proof Devils and Relic after this quick break on The Revolution, Real Rock 104.9 The X.
We are The Revolution.
Supporting local music in the 815, 104.9 The X.
Fake Face by 99 Proof Devils on The Revolution Real Rock Radio. By the way, I have Smitty and Paul in the studio with me, along with Darren and Scott from Relic. How you guys all doing? You guys still hanging in here?
Doing good.
All right. Sure.
Fantastic.
Living the dream.
So Fake Face, that was something you guys had worked on before, but you kind of brought it back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's been in the repertoire for a while, but we just finally put it on a CD or did a studio recording of it, which you just now heard, and you're welcome, Devilheads.
Devilheads.
That's funny, man. I mean, it was actually, we did that with Nick, but it was kind of funny. It was like one of the songs where it sounded better with Paulie doing all the parts than it actually did with Nick, because it was a heavier song.
Right on.
So, I mean, when Paulie just started belting it, it just was, it came together nice.
Kind of a new energy.
Yeah.
And Darren, I agree with Darren. You know, when we're going on during the break, we kind of listen to this stuff that's on the monitors, and he's like, man, it's got almost Pantera vibes.
Yeah. Paulie's cool hero.
Not hard to tell, yeah, who my influences are.
Yeah, well, and that's not a bad bad thing to be compared to, you know?
Not that I'm trying to be him, but it just that's just what comes out.
I think a lot, you know, a lot of people, their influences are really sometimes obvious, you know, in their style,
or right,
what have you. So once again, 5 days from now, I'm not a real like emotional guy, but man, I like in the last couple of weeks, I've been smiling a lot because this is, yep. And it's not just that this, I've been hosting the show, but the fact that local music has been on the X an hour a week for 5 years, man, I think that's, even if I wasn't sitting in the seat, and I'm not even bullshitting, I said, whatever. Even if I wasn't sitting in the seat, I'd feel the same way, man. The fact that local music has been on the air, and you guys, you know how much we fought, and not just me, but all of us have really wanted this. And it was cool when Driver was on, he'd give, you know, bands 15 minutes on Thursday night, but the fact that we get 60 minutes on a Sunday night, man, it's a cool thing, and I hope we can all just keep it going.
That's an accomplishment, man.
It's great for all the bands in this area, this whole entire region. I mean, it's you don't get a lot of this anywhere else.
And I'm really hoping at least the bands that have been featured on this show will come out and say, hey, yeah, let's celebrate. You know,
right? Exactly, man. I mean, you've done a lot, brother. Keep it alive. Keep it going, man.
Well, I want to thank you guys for everything that you've done, you know, to help me out and to help the show out. All of you guys have always given me love and respect and whatever, and I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody just blow off some steam, man.
Can't wait, man.
Yeah, I can't either.
It'll be a good
night.
This
is going to be fun for me. I've never played the Apollo, so I'm pretty excited about that.
And it's going to be a cool vibe. Some fans that are fans of some of the other bands will be have an opportunity to see you guys,
right,
a band they wouldn't normally probably not see. You know, I've tried mixing up the styles a little bit, but I think when it's all said and done and they'll plan good, it's going to be a good time, good celebration.
Everybody, I think it will, too.
Everybody rubbing elbows. It's going to be a beautiful thing.
All right. You guys got any last words, any of you, before we go? Any shout-outs to your kids that are staying up?
Any
of your kids staying up?
No, not really.
You good?
So this Friday, April 19th, doors open at 6. $5 to get in, and you're going to be seeing 6 bands, and it's going to be a great night, great celebration. And once again, man, thank you guys so much for doing it. And
thank you.
You are probably going to get paid. Don't think that I'm just saying, hey, thanks, guys. But
I would just say, man, I mean, even if you've never heard the bands, don't like the bands, just show up and show some love to the Rev for keeping the music scene alive, man.
Well, not so much the Rev, but DX and the Apollo, right, and everybody who's giving
and
us
and then get some good music along the way, right? So that's what it is.
Yep. All right, you guys heard it. We're gonna play one more, and we were talking about Nick earlier, and I couldn't end the night without at least putting this in. And by the way, 99 Proof Devils were one of the few bands that were on the very first episode. I played this song, and this was short. I think it was shortly after Nick passed that the show came about. So it's kind of a cool thing. Anyway,
yeah, it is.
This is the 99 Proof Devils featuring the late great Nick McDonald on The Revolution, Real Rock 104.9 DX. Kid up.
Beautiful.
Sergeant Moss,
keep this swing.
All hope will burn,
dead by design.
And no burn of mine,
here they come.
All hope will fall,
keep this swing.
So come, one.